It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every day. Barbecue Bob and I have been riding the weather roller coaster this week. I don't know, on Tuesday, it was 70, or was that Monday? No, that was Tuesday. Wednesday, it woke up 50 degrees colder than it did the morning before, and then we're bouncing back on the weekend here again. So sure to mess up all the farmers and all the fruit trees and stuff like that. I hope it doesn't, but this kind of junk does that. I'm Barbecue Bob. He's Jop. What's cooking, baby?
Wow. That's what happens in a leap year, yeah, Conrad. Right. We were just talking about how the fact that we went through a leap day a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That fun fact, I've been researching our calendar a little bit. And only because there's a movement around the world to get away from the Julian calendar or Gregorian calendar, or get back to the Julian. Apparently, we used to have like 13 months. And all this stuff that happens seems to start in Rome. And I don't know what's in Rome.
The Gregorians or the Julians?
I think it's the Vatican. They control more than most know. Used to. Anyway, they switched us over away from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian, and there's a bunch of people that want to get back to getting the calendar in sync with how the planet actually rotates. And of course, there's some people that say it's not a planet, that it's a pie. It's a disc.
You got some somebodies you've been talking with. I've never heard any of this before.
You've never seen any of the flat earthers?
Now, Chris Columbus proved that wrong, several years ago.
There's still a bunch of people beating that drum. It's like, get off it.
Well.
Anyway.
Yeah, then we put things in space and they can see the Earth is round, and, you know, I guess that's my proof in that pudding.
Well, and our government, I think, has fueled a lot of that because they have not necessarily always told us the truth or shown us things the way they really were. Like maybe the moon landing. There's some wonderful films that kind of debunk what we saw as the moon landing. Like one of the guys that I thought that was pretty clever is like, how did that camera get on the moon to film the astronauts taking the first step? It's like, I never thought of that before.
It folded out from underneath. I read something on that this week.
They finally came out with a story on it?
Yeah, it folded out underneath the ladder, and they had to reverse it because it was upside down. But they actually thought of, well, how are we going to capture the first steps on the moon?
Well,
this is the Grilling Guys, okay? Yeah, just so we know.
Hey, welcome in.
Yeah.
It is fun on a leap year to talk about government conspiracies. the weather has been goofy. Really goofy.
All the spring flowers are up along my wife has a flower bed along the edge of the garage, and it's kind of protected, and it's on the east side, so the sun comes up and hits it till noon.
Yeah.
All of the bulbs and all that other stuff, they're up 8-10 inches already. That ground warmed up against the building, and bam, they all came through. It's crazy. I mean, we're still in February, albeit a leap year. Well, I guess we're in March now, but it's a month and a half early from where we should be. And you know what's going to happen is our poor fruit farmers up on the ridge here in West Michigan, that stuff's going to pop, and then we're going to get that freeze.
We'll see.
It's only the 1st of March, right? Or whatever the day is, the second year.
They've been making too many apples the last couple of years anyway, right, so maybe they'll have just enough now. I've gotten free apples the last couple of years because you could go out and pick them. They get done picking, they don't have room in storage. They don't have the crates for the apples, and they just leave them. And they tell the neighbors, hey, pick all you want. Yep. So my brother's one of those neighbors, and he says, hey, there's apples again. Come on up. And I picked like 9 of those giant feed sacks last year, and the deer camp deer were happy.
Yeah. Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
Hey, no. That was static. And welcome back to the Grilling Guys.
Yes, it is the Grilling Guys. You want to talk about some of the venison recipes with
apples? Let's grill some apples.
Yeah, right.
Believe it or not, my best girl is home. She's going to be home for a week or two.
Right.
So that's weird. Got this woman living in my house again.
Yeah. It's all good, yeah. Right?
Yeah, another mouth to feed.
Yeah.
I'm back in the game. I'm back to work. Got a call from a fireplace company and said, hey, come and talk to us. And that was my business for a long time. And I kept looking for the perfect part-time retirement job and trying big box stores and all that stuff. And I didn't really care for it. So I am I'm happy to be designing and quoting and selling fireplaces and stoves. And it's wonderful.
Okay.
And we're putting
all
in
residential?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
They have grills too or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we're putting in a whole new outdoor area. So the boss man is an amazing guy. He's a CPA who ended up buying a company in Spring Lake that I used to do business with way long ago. It's called Vanderwall, and they make cement blocks and all kinds of things, and they have a beautiful hearth shop. And he bought that, and then Heritage came on the block a couple years ago. It was a friend of mine on 29th Street, and he bought that. And so he's kind of combining. He's building up a little group that is pretty incredible. The dude is, I'd say, genius level. Got an amazing life story. But anyway, I'm working with a bunch of people that are so fun. It's so nice.
Yep.
And like our main guy over in Spring Lake has a couple fishing boats, and he's on the water two nights a week. So I have a new best friend.
So we might get a fishing recipe for salmon this summer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Dude has buckets of knowledge.
But, very cool.
Since I am back in the game, I'm working the home show this weekend.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a big endeavor.
It is.
I used to do that when we had our kitchen and bath store, and it's a long day, man.
We were talking about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because one of the guys I work with is putting a new kitchen in, and he's looking at this and that, and I told him all about when you were at Standard and how you hooked me up with all those nice cabinets. So I had to show him the pictures, of course. But this group is so big that I only have to work the show one day.
Well, there you go.
That's weird.
No, Bob, that's what they told you. They just don't want you there more than one day.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. You're the new guy. What do you know? No, you know a lot. And
well,
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Years ago, when I was peddling fireplaces and furnace wholesale for Williams Distributing, we used to set up in the Eastbrook Mall. Do you remember that, Conrad?
Boy, that is years ago.
That's I started here in the late 80s, so
yeah.
That comes in pretty
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in the 90s, we would, one of the home shows, I think it's the
Grilling
Home Builders
History Lesson now.
Home Builders Association, I think, did that one. And we'd set up our furnaces, because I was selling a man of furnaces, in the Eastbrook Mall, and then our dealers would take one day, and that was their booth for the day. We spoiled them. And I was there every day. I set it up, tore it down, and I was there every day. So working one day, DeVos, piece of cake.
Yeah, that's this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going on right now.
So you're going to work today or tomorrow?
Today.
Oh, okay. Good. Well,
on my way in after this.
Park underneath. That's my secret for you. Very expensive to park downtown, but if you park underneath, all you do is come up the elevator and you're at DeVos. So,
right, you're in the building.
Yeah.
Not my first rodeo.
That's not cheap either, but you know what? You're right. Parking downtown is not cheap. So.
Well, now they have a parking lot and a shuttle. So
Yeah,
you can get away for $2 or $3. You're there.
Right, so. They run you around. But anyway.
Chop, I thought since St. Patrick's Day was coming up, we ought to start looking ahead of time on corned beef and maybe what people need to know about.
Yeah. All right. We can do that. You want to do that this week?
I'd like to suggest you guys do the show drunk. I think that would really.
We did that once.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time. It's been a while, but it wouldn't be the first time that we've done that.
Well, you have like a state police officer in here, and he takes you out and has you drive or something afterwards?
No, we're more responsible now, Conrad.
Right. You know what it is,
Bob?
It's the production company we keep. Right? We used to be wild guys till we got in the year, and Conrad just tethered us right
down. Yeah, the Boy Scout here, Mr. Sobriety.
Don't put up with any of this stuff. Right. Hey, isn't it time to take a break?
Yeah, it probably is. And I tell you what, we'll cover a little bit of that St. Patrick's Day. That's the middle of March when that happens, and we're in the first week, so that'll give you a little time to prepare. You are listening to Grilling Guys, not the History Channel. and we'll be back.